Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's a hilarious hotline, thanks for the memos, and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who reminds us there's nothing in the rules says you have to be a quarterback, it's Michael Feldman.
Thank you so much. And each week at this time, we don't. We read an actual memo. That's what we do.
Yes.
Yeah. It's thanks for the memo, is what it is. And I got one right here, and I sort of like this one. I don't know why. But it has a lot to do with the state of Ohio, and let's see what it means. This went out to everybody from what's his name? And it reads as follows. Comments. Employee ID is now State of Ohio User ID as of October 3rd in employee services. General, the term for the 8-digit numeric code assigned to state employees has been changed from Employee ID to State of Ohio User ID. The former term Employee ID no longer represents the broadening population of potential users that are assigned this code. In an effort to standardize the use of the State of Ohio User ID term, agencies are replacing employee ID as well as the alternative terms that have been used for your numeric ID. In addition to employee ID, the alternative terms you may have seen include OAKS ID, My Ohio ID, Core ID, Employee ID, Contingent Worker ID, etc. The assignment of the user ID code to a broader population also is tied to the Identity Management Migration Project, which requires that a user have a State of Ohio user ID to establish a state Microsoft Outlook account and access to SharePoint. Yes, well, you want that. Some users of the Ohio Administrative Knowledge System, OAKS, will continue to see the term employee ID because the term is a permanent label in PeopleSoft. Thank you for this, and please remember this is effective as of October 3. Thank you so much, Employee Services, in case you happen to be in Ohio right now and you wonder why you no longer have an employee ID. I know it's lame, but it's true. Now, if you want to send in these memos or if you want to send in a letter.
If somebody wants to improve on that memo.
Comment or...
They can send it to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, a subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
I did like the Identity Migration Project.
Yes, it's a scary thought.
I'd like to know more about that, where it's going to, for example.
If you want to send us more information, you can do that by mail.
How do they do that?
If you want to do it by mail, you could do it 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry, next.